Blog Talk Radio.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, April 11th through the 14th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all of our listeners. This is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association weekly blog radio. With us today, as usual, is Steve Cromer, and I'm Janice Cromer, the director of the group. Before we get started, I'd like to acknowledge and especially thank our Admiral sponsors, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazine, and, of course, Skipper Bob Publications. If there's any non-members out there listening to our show today, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, which is the Atlantic and Gulf Intracoastal Waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, or AGLCA, is an organization of people who share that sense of adventure and curiosity about the Great Loop. Our association's primary purpose is to disseminate information and enhance the overall experience for those learning about, dreaming of, exploring, and safely cruising America's Great Loop. Our website is www.greatloop.org. We'd love for you to visit, and if you're not a member already, please join. There's loads of free stuff for those people thinking about joining, and great stuff for our members only. Our guest host this week is John DeSocio, who is the dock master at the Waterside Marina in Norfolk. Waterside is a lieutenant sponsor of AGLCA and the marina of choice for the spring rendezvous. Right now, we have about 45 boats that will be staying at the Waterside Marina for the event. Directly on the Great Loop cruising path, Norfolk is a wonderful place to visit. John will be telling us about some of the great places to see and things to do while in town. Welcome, John, and thank you so much for doing our show today.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. We'd like to start, if it's okay with you, a little bit about the maritime history of Norfolk. I know it's a great maritime town.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was founded in the late 17th century by the English, and because of its location sort of as a midpoint on the eastern coast, in addition to the large timber reserves, it became an area where they built a lot of ships, and so there's always been a lot of naval history here. And this would, of course, continue into the Civil War. Nearby, there was the Battle of Hampton Roads with the Monitor and the Merrimack. Even ever since then, there's been a large naval presence. We have the largest naval base in the world here, actually. So,
I know it can be kind of intimidating. We've been on the Intracoastal at Mile Zero where you are, and all those huge naval ships are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you on the ICW?
We're right at mile marker zero. So just as you're coming off the ICW, you'll have the city of Portsmouth on your port side, and then staring straight across the water, that'd be Norfolk.
You're on the north side, the east side.
Correct.
Okay, fantastic. From Charleston, which is, Steve, what is mile marker Charleston? Do you know?
495.
Okay, so what do you predict it would take to get from Charleston to Norfolk? Kind of a going at 7 knots?
Were you asking me or asking John?
You, if you know.
Oh, okay. Probably 3 weeks.
Okay, it would take that long. So those of our cruisers who are just coming up the East Coast, you should plan on 3 weeks to get from Charleston to Norfolk. I know we've got a lot of our cruises in the Charleston area right now. I think last week we had 6 boats passing through. John, after you go to mile zero, what is directly north of you on the ICW?
Directly north, continues.
Actually, not on the ICW. You're off the ICW at that point.
Yeah, at that point, we're off the ICW. We're in the Elizabeth River. So if you're heading north, eventually you're going to be out in the bay, and that's actually sort of towards the direction of the military base.
Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend boaters see and do when they're in Norfolk?
Well, luckily we're located right downtown, so it's not really required for anybody to use a car, although we do have a complimentary shuttle service to the grocery store. But just a quick walk across the park, there's a Maritime Heritage Museum called Nauticus. They also have a World War II-era battleship, the USS Wisconsin, that people can tour. There's the General MacArthur Memorial Center. There's the MacArthur Mall, which is only a few blocks from the marina, and it's got a movie theater and that sort of thing. There's also a whole bunch of downtown restaurants and bars. In addition to that, you can take the ferry. There's a little ferry that goes over to the ports on the side of the river. So if some boaters wanted to spend an afternoon over in Portsmouth, they've got a nice little historic district there as well. And it's only $1.50 per ferry ride, so it's a nice little ride across the water. You've also got you can tour the naval base, which the ships that you're seeing when you're coming through the ICW, those are ships that are in dry dock and they're being repaired. But if you wanted to see all the active Navy ships, and it's a very impressive sight, you can take there's a tour boat that does tours of the naval base via the water. It's called the Victory Rover. And they do tours, and they have snacks on board and stuff like that. There's also another tour boat called the American Rover, which does a tour of the harbor, and that's a nice sailing ship. It's a three-masted schooner. There's also a museum, the Chrysler Museum, but that's about, I think you'd have to take a cab ride to that probably.
And that's closed right now, isn't it, John?
Yes, they're doing renovations, but they have a sort of an annex. They have a glass-blowing studio, and, you know, when everybody shows up, we can, of course, we're going to provide everybody with maps and stuff like that, so we can point everything out to anybody. There's a botanical gardens, but that's a little distance away. You have to take a cab to that, unless people rent cars.
Does the city still have that cab service? I know they had it about 3 years ago. Basically a free service any place downtown?
Yes, FRED, actually. FRED. Yeah, it's an acronym for Free Ride Every Day, and it's a little electric car, and he'll come pick you up right at the marina, and he'll bring you really anywhere downtown. And it's completely free. You know, I think you can tip him if you want, but it's not required at all. So that's actually a nice little resource as far as just getting around downtown, because there are some parts of downtown where it'd be a pretty significant walk, you know. We'll make sure to give that number out to all the people when they show up as well.
Okay, yeah, that'd be really convenient for them. If I remember, they asked you to give as much notice as possible, but I don't think you can book a day in advance or anything. It's basically an hour or so.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. I think a minimum of they need 20 minutes to a half hour.
Huh.
So, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and I think there's only one electric car, so you may have to wait a little while. But, again, it's a great resource to get around town. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, places to provision. People are coming for the rendezvous. Hopefully they'll stay for a day or two before, and they'll come in a day or two before and after. I know the marina is very, very helpful on grocery shopping. Do you have a courtesy card? Do you give people rides, or you just kind of tell them where it is?
Well, what we do is we try to do it at 10 a.m. every day, but the time isn't, of course, it's not concrete.
Uh-huh.
But what we do is we have an account with the taxi company. So if anybody wants to go to the grocery store once a day, usually around 10 a.m., we will we'll get everybody together that needs to go to the store, and we'll call as many vans as we need to call, and the marina pays the bill, so you don't have to, you know, again, you don't have to tip them, you don't have to pay them. And they bring you to a brand-new two-story grocery store called Harris Teeter. I don't know if you guys have those down there. And then whenever individually, when groups are ready to come back once they're finished shopping, they just give us a call, and we have them picked up.
What a fantastic service. I don't know of any other marina that does that. I know we have some sponsor marinas that have a courtesy car, but
yeah.
A pickup service, going to the grocery store and ride back free is wonderful.
Yep.
What about
yep.
boating supplies? If I remember correctly, there aren't too many large boating stores downtown.
No, there's actually there's none in downtown Norfolk, which I always thought was strange. Considering it's a maritime town next to the water. But just across the water, I mentioned earlier the ferry to Portsmouth. It's $1.50 ride, and only a few blocks from where it lets you off, there's a store called Mile Marker Zero, and that guy is he's good friends with the marina. He oftentimes, if someone needs a part delivered, he'll hop on the ferry himself and he'll come over to the marina and deliver it. Of course, I can't guarantee that every time, but that's by far the closest one. I think the next closest is a West Marine, and it's probably 20 minutes by cab. So
that is far.
Yeah, and the Mile Marker Zero guy, he'll. If he doesn't have what you need, he'll get it. So he's a good resource to use. Also, I failed to mention this prior, but some of the loopers are coming in prior to the 5th, and I wanted to put it out there that the first weekend in May, because there'll be some of them here already, there's a wine festival going on in the park just adjacent to the marina.
I believe they had that last year also, which was great.
Yep. Yeah. So it's the Spring Wine Festival, and so any of the loopers that are here prior to the 5th, I think it's the 3rd and the 4th of May is the wine festival, and it's a lot of fun. So I really recommend people check that out if they're here.
There's a cost associated with that, isn't there, John?
Yes.
I think it was free.
Yeah. No. It's you buy a ticket and you get a tasting glass, and then you visit each winery and taste their wines, and they'll usually tell you about them.
Sounds like fun. We may even be able to do it because we'll be in on Saturday afternoon and then Sunday. That'd be great.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Yeah, there's usually bands play, good food. And hopefully the weather will be like it is today because it's just beautiful by the water. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful. Well, I will be in touch as we get closer to the rendezvous time. And
excellent.
I thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about visiting your town?
Just that really every year the spring rendezvous kind of really kicks off the season for us. And after so cold a winter, I'm really looking forward to everybody coming in. So.
Fantastic. Well, you stay warm and well, and we'll see you in just about a month.
Thank you very much,
and say hello to Tom for us.
I will. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.